From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Utah Republicans have been swift to praise Mitt Romney's pick of Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan as his running mate, but the only member of Utah's congressional delegation to co-sponsor a bill with Ryan is actually a Democrat. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics, and he joins me now from Washington. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Jeff.
So, Thomas, how has Congressman Jim Matheson collaborated with Paul Ryan?
Well, if you can believe it or not, actually, Matheson has co-sponsored half the bills that Paul Ryan has passed. That's not saying too much because Paul Ryan's actually only passed two bills. one was naming a post office, and the other one that Matheson co-sponsored actually had to deal with modifying the tax code, dealing with a company with a few companies. One of them was a Utah company that actually benefited by this move. Mm-hmm. This is pretty much a bipartisan piece of legislation. It's something that members of Congress do all the time to try to help out their home state companies to be competitive in foreign dealings.
Of course, we should note that Matheson's previous work with Paul Ryan didn't stop him from appearing at a fundraiser in Park City for Mia Love, his opponent, right?
Yeah, obviously Paul Ryan is for Mia Love. There's no question that that the Republicans are going to stick with their own. I don't think that Ryan will help out Matheson this time, even if Matheson helped him out with the co-sponsorship at one point.
One issue that's become a talking point in not only the presidential race, but other races, Thomas, is Paul Ryan's Path to Prosperity budget, as it's called, which turns Medicare into a voucher program. If I recall correctly, didn't Matheson have at least a few kind words about that plan?
Yeah, in fact, I was a little surprised. I remember having this phone conversation with Matheson earlier this year about the Paul Ryan budget, and I was just assuming that Matheson would come out and say that he didn't like it. Well, he didn't necessarily say that. What Matheson said was, I give Paul Ryan credit for putting the issues on the table. Matheson, didn't say he supported the idea, but he thought, what he'd read of it, what he knew of it at the time, that it would be, at least put things out there for a discussion, somewhere to start, a starting point. Matheson said, it's not the approach he would take necessarily, but, just having the status quo as it is isn't sustainable.
And turning to former Utah Governor John Huntsman, Thomas, he was asked this week at the Aspen Institute in Colorado about his thoughts on the Ryan pick as Romney's running mate. And in response, he said that Ryan should be judged by whether he can bring people who currently aren't Republicans into the Republican Party. Let's take a quick listen of a clip of that event.
The Republican right will turn out. There's no question about that. Before Paul Ryan, maybe less enthusiastically. Today, more enthusiastically. But what are you doing to close the gap in Florida? What are you doing to close the gap in the suburbs of Pittsburgh and Philadelphia? If you can't win Pennsylvania, I'm not sure you can win the election.
Now, Thomas, I have to say that doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement exactly. What did you hear in that?
Well, and Huntsman doesn't necessarily give a ringing endorsement to Mitt Romney when he endorsed him either. So, maybe it's his style of how he answers questions. When I got a statement from Huntsman earlier this week about the Paul Ryan pick, Huntsman was pretty happy with it. What it seems Huntsman is saying now, though, is a little more clarifying of his position, being that he doesn't think Paul Ryan is going to bring in independents, that he's not somebody that appeals to somebody other than the Republican right. We've heard that from a lot of strategists this week, saying that Mitt Romney's choice may have been more about trying to shore up his base than it was about trying to appeal to other people. And Huntsman seems to be falling in that vein. Again, I think this goes back to the point that I don't think Huntsman is going to be campaigning for Mitt Romney or Paul Ryan anytime soon.
Talking about Mitt Romney himself, Thomas, in the past he's certainly been criticized as being too robotic, but since the Paul Ryan announcement and in the past week or so, do you think we're seeing a bit of a different side of Mitt Romney, perhaps somebody who's angrier?
It actually was very interesting to see this week Mitt Romney get a little angry at a speech he was giving, and it seems to show in so many ways this campaign is going off the rails a little bit. There's some very nasty comments being made, some attacks going on that are beyond what we've seen in the past. Dan Balz in the Washington Post wrote a great piece about it this week on how the guardrails are off and the gloves are coming off, and it's now time that everyone can just go after each other like crazy.
Yeah.
And that is that does seem to be the case. And, you know, Mitt Romney is not someone the most people know as somebody who gets too angry often. He's pretty, you know, even killed at most situations. But when he sees something he doesn't like, he can flip a little bit.
Finally, Thomas, you noted this week in Political Cornflakes a new study that shows that about 80 million Americans who don't plan to vote are backing President Obama. Now, considering these are non-voters we're talking about, that's actually a poll that President Obama probably does not want to win, right?
Yeah, that's very true. And this is one of those situations where you see there are always, you know, friends and neighbors who don't vote. These are the people that are saying they're fed up with politics as usual. They don't think their vote makes a difference, that there's no point in choosing between the two because they're just the same, you know, person in the end. You know, it's not surprising, but, you know, you always have these voters out there that they're going to try to get registered and get out to vote. We'll see if maybe, you know, even a million of those 80 million voters get out to vote, that could change the election. A few hundred could change the election, depending on where they live. You know, I just want to check, Jeff, you are registered to vote, right?
I am indeed. How about you?
I am. Of course, you live in Utah and I live in Washington, so we pretty much don't have too much of a say when it comes to these things, but maybe we should move to Pennsylvania.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. We talk with them every Friday, and Thomas, we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Have a good weekend, Jeff.